You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Save big money on everything for your next project at Menards. Spring is here, making it the perfect time for outdoor projects. Suncast storage sheds are an excellent solution for protecting outdoor lawn and gardening tools. They're easy to assemble, and the all-weather construction provides water resistance and UV protection. Save big on Suncast storage sheds. View our selection of Suncast products today in-store and on Menards.com.
Save big money at
Hey there! Welcome to Seventh Heaven, a lesbian recap. I'm Lindsay, and I'm joined by my co-host and real-life partner, Carling. We're diving into the 90s hit drama through today's lens.
Get ready for our off-the-cuff commentary and peeling back the layers of the Camden family. We'll tackle everything from family rules, life lessons, and 90s fashion.
Join us every week for a lighthearted queer perspective and a trip down memory lane.
Whether you're a diehard fan or new to the show, this recap is for you.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
I want to be part of the recording, too.
No, you can be on camera. It could be all of you. I just, like, woke up, had a shower, didn't do a thing with my hair or face.
You look amazing.
Thank you so much. But we are both actively denying that we are sick.
Yeah. Screw that.
Because we're not sick.
We're not sick. I need to do things this week. I got important meetings at work. Makes me sound like I'm important, which I'm not.
You are very important.
My highfalutin job.
You literally keep old people alive.
Yeah, that's true.
So, yeah. I keep wild animals alive and in the wild, and you keep old people alive and securely not in the wild.
Yeah, and fed.
Yeah.
Hi, ma'am.
But, yeah, if we sound a little different or we're a little extra sneezy or throat cleary.
Yeah, it's because we're not sick.
It's because we're not sick, but Olivia did have a terrible cold and spent 3 days home from school?
Four. But she's, like, not liking school that much this year. Mm. And so let's see how sick we get.
And then we'll gaslight her and be like, it's not that bad.
It's not that bad. You just didn't want to go to school.
Yeah.
But that's what I think.
Look, I'm going to work. You could have gone to school.
Yeah.
No, she was sick, though.
She was. She looked terrible.
Yeah. And now Wyatt's not feeling great. We're not feeling our best. But
yeah.
You know what? It's podcast or bust. So here we are.
Here we are. Episode 3 of season 2.
This was like...
It's a weird episode.
It's a weird episode. And I just want to say at the top, because we'll also say it at the end, but we joined Supercast. Mm-hmm. And it is a subscription-based service similar to Patreon. We think we're also maybe going to do a Patreon.
Like have it on Patreon?
Yeah, both Patreon and Supercast.
It's like we're doing three things.
No. But it's like a subscription-based service, and we're doing some like deeper dives.
Yep.
And... it's called a lesbian recap because maybe we're going to recap other things.
Yeah. A really famous person in a really famous TV show we found out just died a few minutes ago.
Yeah.
Maybe we want to talk about that on the
Do
Supercast.
We
want
to be the ones to break the news? This isn't coming up for 4 more days. So if you haven't heard yet, Matthew Perry died.
Chenandler Bong.
Yeah.
That's
very sad.
It is. He struggled.
Yeah.
Like on the show, after the show, during the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Drugs are bad.
Drugs are bad. They said they didn't, from what I've seen, they haven't found any drugs, but like.
Right.
I think how else does an adult drown in their home?
Yeah.
I don't know. But that's why.
Somebody can drown within an inch of water, you know.
Oh, I know. And that's why we no longer give a child melatonin before putting them in a warm bath. I forgot
about that. Yeah, we almost had
like, no children were harmed in the telling of this story, but we definitely accidentally gave a kid melatonin and then put them in the bathtub.
Yeah, and then I have a picture of him. He's sleeping, and it's just as the water is just circling his face perfectly. Yeah.
With a toy over him.
Yeah, Thor and Thanos are covering his bits perfectly.
Yeah, yeah, modest.
No. Yeah, it's a modest photo.
Yeah. Oh, one for the books. Mm-hmm. Okay, so this episode is called I Love You. Why don't you tell us the synopsis?
Okay, September 29th, 1997. When Matt catches the younger kids snooping, he sets a trap. But he catches Dad instead.
Yeah.
And like, boy, does he.
Yeah. So, okay, right off, like, do we want to talk about...
I think we just get Lucy's story out of the way.
Yeah, because it's awkward.
I broke it up as Lucy and then Matt and then Mary, but Matt and Mary's story kind of cross over at the end.
Yeah, then I did Simon and Ruthie and Annie and Eric together.
Yeah, so I did them all together sort of like bunched with Matt's story.
Yeah. Yeah. So, show opens up. Lucy's just sitting at the at the counter while Annie is like rushing around making a list and talking about groceries.
Yeah.
And we find out that Lucy has a school project where she is given 70. First of all, who is given her $75? But
I think she. Oh, no, because she had stuff in her cart. Was it a fake $75?
No, like, I don't know. Was it up to the families? Because that feels like we couldn't give our kids $75 a week for 4 weeks.
No, I think that she had to, like, make a grocery list and get it to stretch.
Yes. So she was given $75 a week, family of four. She had to plan 3 meals a day.
Like, how much were the groceries that you just bought today?
Like, astronomical. $83?
And you bought, like...
It all fit in one, like, reusable grocery bag.
Yeah, and you just bought, like, a few things for, like, the lunch and the tacos. Like, lunches for the kids next week.
Yeah.
But, like, granola bars and stuff for tacos. Yeah,
and, like, milk and cream and some veggies and fruits.
Yeah,
like no, I didn't buy any meat.
Yeah, like, we still need to figure out dinner forever. I was going to say for the next 3 days, yeah, but it's actually forever.
Our lives.
Did you catch the name of the class that she was doing this in?
No.
Home management class.
That's amazing.
So not home ec, home management.
Home management.
I don't know how many boys are in the home management class.
Yeah, like I just choose to believe that it is a co-ed class and it's mandatory for all students. Mm-hmm. But I just couldn't help but like feel that it was swinging.
But like when I was in junior high... You had the option to take home ec or shop, and they were at the same time.
Yeah.
And you weren't told girls take home ec and boys take shop.
But
like, if you were the girl taking shop, you're a lesbian. And if you were the boy taking home ec, you're gay. No.
Yeah.
I just, like, your friends weren't in that class because they were taking home ec. Like, it was like an unwritten rule.
It's like the heteronormative socialization.
Yeah.
In the 90s.
Yeah. Home management.
Home management. And so Annie's feeling kind of irritated because we've talked about it in past episodes where her going to the grocery store is like her special time. Nobody's allowed to go with her.
Yeah.
And she just goes. And so this is a big deal. The fact that she's taking Lucy. And she's like, I don't need a list. $75? Come on. That's so much money. Like, I'm going to buy so much.
Did you catch when Lucy was like, okay, and then I'm for dinner, I want to buy steak. And Annie was like, well, what kind of steak? And she's like, I don't know. And Annie was like, ground beef.
Yeah, hamburger.
Hamburger, yeah.
Yeah.
Is that an American thing to call ground beef hamburger?
Even though
you're not eating it in a hamburger patty, it's just ground beef is called hamburger.
Yeah, because to me, a hamburger is like ground beef formed into a patty.
Right.
Between buns.
Yeah.
I don't know. If you're American, chime in.
Yeah. I also thought it was funny that Annie was describing when she goes to the grocery store and she comes up with like what she wants to buy. It's also a spiritual relationship
as well.
She
said, Annie tells Lucy that cooking is also a spiritual nourishment. So she's like, you know, I envision sitting around the table with my kids and we're all laughing and eating this food. She's like, it's not only physical nourishment, it's spiritual nourishment.
Like today,
and Lucy is eating it up.
Yeah. Like today we ran. It's so cold here. It just snowed for the first time the other day. We both don't feel very good. Wyatt doesn't feel very good.
Yeah.
He's got a hockey game he wants to watch. Olivia went to a sleepover. We like ran the dogs around the block.
Made tacos.
Yeah. Like made tacos, threw them in front of him.
Did he feel, do you think he felt spiritually nourished?
I hope so.
We he gave was him pissed that I gave him half an orange.
Yeah. And we let him watch his iPad at the table because we didn't miss his game.
Yeah.
So
he was nourished in
spiritual some nourishing.
Yeah.
So they get to the store.
Yeah, they get to the store. They're doing the shopping. Lucy's like, yeah, I got like all my stuff. And she's like, oh, you bought one red onion? You know, if you buy in bulk, you can really stretch it and save a couple dollars.
And then you see Annie like bundling up all these onions in her chest.
And like she checked, she was like buying corn on the cob. And she checked one corn. And then she just grabbed five.
Yeah. Like, you can't be that willy-nilly with corn. One cob can be good. And the next one can be shit.
It makes me nervous when you see them in, like, a three-pack, like cellophane.
Yeah.
Because I want to see each one.
Yeah. I know. And I also thought it was interesting. You don't see that very often anymore where they like, hack the top off so the hair is gone. But, like, our grocery store, because what people will do, because I don't know. I'm going to say people are jerks, but like they will shuck it. Is that what you call it?
Yeah.
At the store and then just leave the greens and the hair like piled in. So now I noticed our grocery store puts out a giant garbage bin just next to the corn.
I mean, that's probably smart. Yeah. Like they probably compost it, hopefully.
Yeah.
But just get home and compost it.
Yeah. I think people don't want to like deal with the hassle, but like,
yeah,
it's nature's wrapping. It's nature's saran wrap.
Yeah. So they are turning down an aisle and they're like pretending to be race cars. Like they're like having a funny moment.
Yeah.
And who do we run into? We meet Carol and her daughter, Lori. And Carol is berating her daughter.
Yeah. So it becomes clear immediately that Carol, no, who's the daughter? Lori.
Lori.
Lori is also in this, doing this same project. And Carol is saying things like, you aren't even good enough to like, whatever, and now I got to do your homework too, and I worked all day, and da-da-da-da-da.
I don't have time for this. You're too stupid to...
Yeah, she calls her... Yeah, yelling at her daughter about having to do her homework, and she calls her an idiot, calls her stupid.
And, like, poor Lori is just standing there.
Like, meek, like, put her head down.
But then, leave it to Annie, Mama Bear Annie. Nobody talks to her kid's classmate like that.
No, and she steps up and is just like... Hi, I'm Annie Camden.
It looks like our girls are in the same class. And Carol is like curt, but is like...
Fine, whatever.
Yeah. And then she's like, how about Lori comes back to the house with us and we could do our projects together? And then Carol's like, well, that actually would be really helpful.
Yeah. Like she, like Lori's a burden anyways.
And then like Lori's like, I promise I won't be. It's like she talks in... Like old-timey talk.
Yeah.
She's like, I shan't be longer than a minute. Please just wait. I'm so sorry. And Lisa, Annie's like,
can I have some more?
Yeah.
She's like a little orphan Annie.
Yeah.
Little orphan Lori.
And Annie's like, take your time. It's totally fine. And then, so like they get to the house and... Okay, so now Lori ends up sleeping over.
Yeah.
But every time Annie comes into the room and they're like looking at a magazine, Lori's like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. We'll get right back to our homework.
Yeah, like Annie came in and was like, hey, you girls doing your homework? And then she just like put the magazine down and was like, oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
And who is it? Is it Simon or Matt that points out that Lori starts off every conversation with an apology? Every time she speaks, she starts off with an apology. Like
Annie pointed it out to Eric when was explaining it.
Like, and then it's messed up.
Yeah. And then Annie comes in and they're dancing and she's like, I'm so sorry. Like, I'm such a burden.
Yeah. I'm so sorry. Am I being too loud? And then they actually are having a house guest come over, which we'll get to in a minute. And Lori's like, oh my gosh, do you want me to leave? I didn't know you were having other company. I'm sorry. Do you want me to go? Like, Lori.
I would find that very frustrating. Like, we're not going to invite you to a sleepover if it's going to be inconvenient.
Get some goddamn confidence.
Like, well, we find out.
Yeah.
So then, like, as she goes to, so then Eric says, I'll go to her house and get her bag, like, for a sleepover. And Eric goes to the house, and does Lori's grandma open the door first? No, Carol opens
the door. Carol opens the door and is like, oh, hi. And then the grandma.
Oh, boy.
Like, I was trying to figure out who she reminded me of. So she is very old. I did look her up. She may have been a famous actress back in the day. I don't know. I didn't write her name down. But, like, she kind of reminded me of, like, I don't know.
Like, she's rough around the edges.
Yeah.
She's wearing a floor-length nightie. Looks like she sleeps with curlers in her hair and smokes a pack a day.
Yeah. She looked like an old lady clown that smokes.
Yeah. And then she started talking to Carol the way Carol talks to Lori. Yeah,
she's like, what are you doing? Open the door to a stranger? Let Lori go sleep at a stranger's house?
You're an idiot. Your kid's going to get murdered.
Ironic, because, like, if you're worried about her getting molested, don't send her with Stephen. What's his name?
Collins?
Collins.
Yeah. Harper. No. Old creepy prime minister. Yeah. Also valid. Yeah, and so I just wrote, whoa, generational trauma.
Yeah.
Because it is not good.
No, what also I thought was, I just read what I wrote, just as Eric's leaving the house, Annie's like, Eric, can you snoop around a bit and try to find out why Lori's like this? Yeah. Like,
why is Lori so damaged? Who hurt her?
You didn't even have to walk in the house to find out.
No.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so they have a sleepover, and then it kind of... Oh, so then at night, Annie goes in to say goodnight, and she's like, okay, I love you, and she hugs Lucy, and Lucy's like, I love you, too, and then she looks at Lori, and she's like, and I also love you, and then, like, touches her face, and I just thought, like, I see what your sentiment, because you, like, are trying to... But, like, also...
Yeah. But I think, like, it's because the whole episode was revolving around people saying, I love you.
For sure.
I thought that it was funny. So Lori is talking to Lucy about inviting people over to her house. And she says, well, her house is just not the type of house where you invite anyone over.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then she didn't mean to be any trouble.
Yeah. And then she asked Lucy if she's ever said I love you to anyone, and it comes out that nobody in the world has ever said I love you to Lori.
Yeah. Like, ooh. It's not great.
Yeah. And so then in the car ride when Eric is driving Lori home, she was like, how could I say I love you to my mom? I'm worried she won't say it back. And Eric's like, I mean, I bet she wants to hear it, but, like, don't count on her saying it back, basically. Like,
trying to be like, yeah, like, maybe it'll take her some time to come around to say it back. So then they go to the door, and Lori has this awkward moment, and she says, I love you.
Well, first she says, I missed you.
Oh, yeah.
And then they're just like...
I missed you.
Yeah. And then they're just, like, staring at each other. And then she's like, I love you. And the mother's, like, taken aback and doesn't know what to say and is like, I love you, too.
Yeah.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What is happening on your phone right now?
My cousin in Ontario, my cousin's wife, Melissa, just in our group chat. I don't know why it didn't show up on yours.
But have I been removed from the group chat?
Maybe that's... She sent me the face emoji. The surprised face emoji. I don't know, like 3 times in a row.
Yeah.
Anyways.
So that kind of wraps up Lucy and Lori. Yeah. I feel like we see Lori again. Like she looks like a character that's going to come back.
Oh, yeah.
Or they've thought, no, oh, she's a weirdo. Let's not have her back.
The grandma dies.
Yeah. So, oh boy. So then Simon and Ruthie are kind of like the string that ties all of the other pieces together. So there's a scene where Matt is sitting at like an old fashioned letter writing desk, like the one that folds up and then you fold it. You know what I'm talking about?
And my grandma had one.
Yeah.
My grandma, who's 97, had one.
Everyone's family had one in their family.
Yeah.
And so he's sitting there writing a letter to Heather.
Yeah.
As you do.
Because you can't call her on the phone.
Well, and you can't email her.
Nope.
And deaf people don't have emails.
Email didn't exist.
No, I know. And Simon and Ruthie sneak up and read the letter.
Well,
and
it did exist. Sorry. It's just not very many people have it. Sorry.
Yeah. And it is discovered that Matt tells Heather, I love you.
Yeah, in his letter.
Yes. And this is big news for Simon and Ruthie. Like, whoa.
They are shooketh.
Shooketh. And so they tell Mary, and they were like, well, you've been dating Wilson for just as long. Do you say I love you to Wilson? And then that gets Mary thinking, no. As a matter of fact, it has been 4 whole months, and this boy has not told me he loves me.
We are 16.
Yeah.
Or 15, maybe. We don't know. But yeah. She hasn't had a birthday on the show. Only Mary has.
Lucy. Yeah. And so Matt finds out that they've read this letter, and he plants a trap.
A trap letter.
A trap letter. Like a booby trap letter.
So he sets them up with this fake letter, and then conveniently his friend Mitch needs a ride, and it's way out of town, yada, yada, yada. He's going to be gone
for 4 hours
four hours or more in his car. Nobody's got a cell phone. Whatever.
Yeah.
And so Eric finds the letter, the fake letter, before Ruthie and Simon do.
Yeah.
And reads it. And in it, it says that Matt and Heather secretly got married over the summer.
Yeah. And he starts a letter by Dear Mrs. Matt Camden.
Yeah.
First of all, gross. Does anybody do that anymore?
I don't know.
Like, and then would that be confusing? Would I be Mrs. Lindsay Mallory, but you'd be Mrs. Carling Middlestead?
Yeah, that's how we're going to refer to each other.
Yeah, very confusing. Yes, and so Eric is freaking out.
He's losing it. So at the same time that Annie comes home with damaged Lori, Eric finds the letter, and they're trying to, like, both talk to each other about this craziness that happened to them. And Annie's like, yours seems more important. You go first. And so Eric tells Annie that this letter says that they got married.
Okay. Well, I just looked up, what age can you get married in California? So in California, you must be 18 to get a divorce, but there's no minimum age to get married as long as the parent or guardian consent and a court gives permission. California is among just 7 states, including New Mexico and Oklahoma, that does not have a minimum age for marriage. Okay, but they didn't have permission.
Yeah, like, I don't know, like, did they think they forged signatures to get married? Because they're not 18 yet.
Yeah, like, if somebody who was under 18 was like, I got married, I'd be like, prove it. Like,
yeah, no, you didn't. You needed...
Yeah, I wouldn't just assume that this is reality.
So are you telling me that if I was forced into marriage as a child bride at 14 in California and somehow got, like, rescued and whatever and pulled out of it, I could not get divorced until I was 18 legally?
I think that's what this is saying, according to calmatters.org.
That's messed up.
Yeah, so a campaign has started to ban underage marriages in California.
Why not ban the minimum divorce age, too?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Annie also very shooketh. They did the thing where, like, the camera's looking down on her and she's just like,
yeah,
what?
Like, she cannot handle that her firstborn son baby might boy. Be married.
Yeah. And they're like, well, we don't know, but it's in the letter. And, of course, Ruthie and Simon over here. And so they call Heather's mom.
Yeah. To come over for coffee and dessert.
Yes. So that's the guest that we said was coming over.
I feel like I've never been invited over for coffee and dessert to someone's house.
Well,
that probably says a lot more about me than just
yeah. I don't know.
Also at 8 p.m. If you're feeding me coffee and dessert at 8 p.m., I'm going to pull an all-nighter.
Maybe that's what the problem is. It is you. And
I can't handle my sugar and caffeine.
Yeah, after 8 p.m. and people know that. So they're like, well, we'll just leave her out of this.
Yeah.
She'll never leave.
God forbid you offer me a chamomile and sugar-free dessert.
A sleepy time tea. So Heather shows up. And Ruthie and Simon tell Lucy and Lori. It snowballs into Annie and Donna, the mom, Heather's mom, arguing about, like, whose kid coerced who into getting married. Like, yeah,
like, calm down.
Yeah.
And then Matt comes home.
And he's just like, it was a joke.
Yeah. It's just a prank.
It's just a prank.
It's no big deal.
Yep. And they're all like,
yeah, like they're all like the whole thing seemed very bizarre.
Yeah. And like they were saying things like, I can't believe he hasn't contacted you. I can't believe he's not home yet. So one of the things that he was supposed to come back after the driving the Mitch situation.
Oh, sorry.
I have a crock on, so I didn't feel it.
Oh, okay. I just kicked you.
But he didn't. He ended up at the billiards where Mary is, which we'll talk about in a second. But it's funny because he was like, oh, I'm not going to be home for dinner. And he like, don't wait up for me, basically. Yeah. And then because he still had time before curfew was over,
he didn't come home. Hall.
Yeah, he went to the pool hall. So the parents were just like spiraling.
Yeah. Over coffee. They never even had coffee and dessert. They were too upset.
Yeah, Donna was like, no, thank you. I need to go have a minute.
Yeah, she had to splash cold water on her
face. Yes. Yeah, she's.
And then they had to go up. Like, there is no main floor bathroom, which is very bizarre to me.
Yeah. It's a big house.
Like, I get because of, like, flooding and earthquakes and whatever. Maybe that's why they don't have basements. But not to even have a powder room on the main floor?
A two-piece?
A two-piecer? Seems weird. So this whole thing with Matt saying, I love you in the letter, sparks Mary wanting answers to why Wilson has not said, I love you.
Yeah.
It's been 4 months. So she calls Wilson up and she says, let's go out tonight to talk. Let's go to the billiards.
We need to talk. And then, so that it does, it cuts to a scene where Wilson's feeding Billy and he says, I love you.
Yes. But then he says, did you clock it? Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, I don't think so.
He says, Billy, I love you. You know I love you. And then he says, come on, say I love you, Daddy.
No, he didn't. Uh-huh. Yes, he did. I can hear it now.
Andrew Keegan, shame on you. I hated it. I couldn't. And the little kid, Billy, I don't know how old he is.
He's like 18 months old.
And he's like, honey. Like in some like childish way.
Oh, like I didn't hear it that way.
That's the only way that I heard it. So Mary and Wilson go to the billiards.
Yeah.
And like Wilson picks up on it right away because a couple times she says, wow, you must really love Billy, huh? Yeah, that's his kid.
Like, we've been dating for 4 months, hey?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Almost as long as Billy's been alive. Like, like is that what you're comparing it to?
Yeah. Matt and Heather have been dating too.
Yeah. Yeah. And then Wilson knows like what she's getting at. And he's like, Mary, I care about you. I value you. I really like our relationship.
I like spending time with you.
You're very important to me. And then he changes the subject.
Yeah.
And then she's like, you know, it's been 4 months, and you'd think that after 4 months, people might say certain things to each other. And then he's still kind of like avoiding it.
Yeah.
And then she just looks at him and says, I love you. And he's like, thank you. And she's pissed.
She is pissed. At the same, so then he like backpedals and he's like, the only woman that I've ever said I love you to was Billy's mom. And like, she did.
She's dead.
So like, I get it.
Yeah.
And yeah. So at that same moment, Matt shows up.
Yeah.
And also Wilson gets a phone call from his parents who are the babysitters. And so Wilson says, Billy woke up with a fever. I got to go. But like, we're cool.
Let's talk tomorrow.
Let's talk tomorrow. And she's like, are you sure? Like, she thinks she's like ruined it. And no, it's fine.
But I did think that was very good of Wilson, because
yeah,
I think kids these days, like, I probably would have just been like, I love you too. Because yeah. I'm a people pleasing, like, yeah.
Yeah. And then, so then Matt drives Mary home. And then, so when Matt and Mary show up, Matt goes into the living room where the parents are like spiraling yeah. about the marriage. And Mary goes and sits on the stairs with like Lucy, Lori, Ruthie, and Simon, who are all eavesdropping.
Yes.
And then, so just as before they were leaving the billiards, Mary said, is Heather somebody that you think, she doesn't know anything about this wedding letter.
Yeah.
But she does say like, oh my gosh, like you love Heather. Like, is it, you think it's somebody that you would marry? And he was like, yeah, I'm considering it. And so then they go, they're back at the house. The letter's a joke. And Donna leaves and the kids all go upstairs to bed, except for Mary. She's still on the stairs. And then Eric says to Matt, like, is marriage something you're considering at all? And he's like, no, not at all. Don't worry about
it. Maybe later down the line.
Yeah. And so then he gets to the stairs and Mary's like, you just told me in the billiards that you would marry her.
Yeah.
And he was like, well, I don't tell mom and dad everything.
Yeah.
Anyways.
I did forget this part where Mary is asking Annie when she first told Eric, I love you. And she was like, oh, like she's not really answering. And then Eric walks in and she says, when did you first say I love you to mom? And he's like, not until after we were married. And I was like, that's dysfunctional. That is very problematic.
I think Annie said after a year.
Oh, okay.
But then when she like asked Eric, he was like, not till after I, so like, but then you're saying that you don't need to be in love with someone to get married to them, Eric.
Well, they live in California.
That's true.
Like, I wouldn't say yes to marrying someone if they didn't love me and didn't say I love you.
Yeah.
Same. So put that in your pipe and smoke it. Yeah. Very not great.
No. That was it. It was just like a weird episode where everyone says I love you.
Yeah. So next week.
Oh, next week's a good one.
Is it?
Yep.
What is it?
It's called Who Knew?
Oh.
Dad freaks out when he finds a joint in the house.
This is it.
This is the one. And his trust for Matt may be lost.
Oh, my God.
If you guys know anything.
Yeah. It's a good one.
If you watch any TikToks.
Yeah. This scene went around and it became, there's a scene with Catherine Hicks saying, I too once smoked a joint or something like that. And it will like blew up on TikTok.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's really funny.
Yeah. I'm excited for it. All right.
Well, it was a short one, but
yeah, that's okay.
Like, we're going to go to bed now.
Yeah.
Drink some water and wake up 100% better.
Oh, yeah. I'm just tired. Like, I'm just feeling fatigued because of my stressful busy day life.
Keeping old people alive.
Yeah.
So, once again, we did just launch our Supercast. Uh-huh. So you just have to either go to the Supercast website and look up A Lesbian Recap, or it's alesbianrecap.supercast.com or something like that.
I don't know.
Give it a Google. There's a link in our...
Give it a Goog.
Yeah, there's a link in our bio. Yeah. So...
All right.
And the show notes. Yep. Okay, well, have a great night.
Yeah, you too.
Okay,
bye. Hey there.
Welcome to Seventh Heaven, a lesbian recap. I'm Lindsay, and I'm joined by my co-host and real-life partner, Carling. We're diving into the 90s hit drama through today's lens.
Get ready for our off-the-cuff commentary and peeling back the layers of the Camden family. We'll tackle everything from family rules, life lessons, and 90s fashion.
Join us every week for a lighthearted queer perspective and a trip down memory lane.
Whether you're a diehard fan or new to the show, this recap is for you.
So find us anywhere you get your podcasts at Seventh Heaven, a lesbian recap.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.